Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Lift your right hand up and let me decree, say, there shall be no loss. In my camp, there shall be no loss. In my family, there shall be no loss. In my business, there shall be no loss. In my career, there shall be no loss. Concerning me, there shall be no loss. Can I hear you pray? There shall be no loss. No loss, no loss, no loss. No loss. Madakataka de lebo go rebeke se. No loss, no loss, no loss, no loss. No loss, no loss. Aria da 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 da. Ebeke de lebo go riabala. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. This morning, your pastor is very angry. And you know, when I'm angry, just follow my simple instructions. And there is a reason why I'm angry. I'm not angry. I'm raging. I will not allow the enemy to snatch anything from any of you. From January 2 up till now, the devil has been trying different accidents, different things, and our people have been escaping on scratch in different ways. I don't want to be hearing those testimonies of I escape. You need to calm down to start building for this year. The devil is just trying to distract us all around. Are you here? Lift your right hand up in anger. Say, I decree. Say, there shall be no loss. There shall be no distraction. There shall be no loss. 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 Atakatakata. Meriakatakata. Meriakatakata. Meketeketeke. Mariakatakata. Mariketeketeke. Mandatakata. Meriketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeket In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. You know, as Africans, those are the kind of testimonies we like. I prefer a testimony that I come and say, this year, nothing lost, no dramatic experience. Everything is just working. I just added another $3 million to my account this year. Is that not better? Then as we were going, now you deserve the match the break. And the thing now tumble. Now everybody die. Now only me no die. And then the church is shaking. The people that die, don't they have God? I am tired of some kind of testimonies. They are distractions. When you are moving from one accident to the other, escaping. When will you have time to build and plan for the year? When will you have time? Lift up your two hands. Say, no matter what the enemy tries, they shall not succeed. They are changed and failed. There shall be no loss. 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 Every plan of the enemy, they shall fail. 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 There shall be no loss. There shall fail. There shall be no loss. I need you with anger to put the devil where he's supposed to be. Say after me, say never again.
Never again.
Will there be an accident? Say never again. Will there be a fire accident? Can we pray? Never again. 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 Up, can we decree? Say, I decree.
I decree.
I shall not die.
I shall not
say,
die.
No one that I know shall die. No one connected to me shall die. Die. My siblings shall not die. My mother shall not die. I never pretend to get Mataka. Mazataka. Mazataka. Mariaka. Mazataka. Mataka. Rapaka. Rapaka. Mazata. We have prayed.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I have a lot of things to do, but this is important that we do it. 1 Samuel 17, from verse 32. Have your seat. Let's read and pray together. 1 Samuel 17, 32. And David left the things. 32, not 22. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of me, of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he has been a man of war from his youth. If you are afraid, leave us who are courageous to fight. Stop discouraging us. Hello? I am not saying you should fight, but don't discourage me. Face your matter. Stay on your lane. I know what is troubling me, and I need to fight. That thing might have fought my forefathers, fought everyone and pulled them down, but another person is here. His name is Abiodun Aribike, and he's ready to fight. I don't know if there's anybody like him in church. If you don't fight today, you will still fight tomorrow. Don't worry. Fight quickly. But your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And then came the lion or a deer and took a lamb from the flock. Next verse. I went. That's what I want you to do today. I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. Whatever any lion, any bear, has taken out of your hand, we go after them and we recover for you. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand up. Say, anything I have lost already, this year, I go after and I recover. 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 Rabakaria. Mazataka. Ekeriaka. Mazataka. Ekeseke. Mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Just look at this verse very well. I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of their mouth. Let's read that place together. And if he arose against me. Because many people don't know that this battle is wrestling. You want to fight and still come out like a fine boy, slave queen, still looking the same way. It's a battle. It is wrestling. It's a contact sport. You touch me, I touch you. Almost everything is legal from the devil point of view. So when he went after and struck him, the devil turned around and came back. Many of you, after you have delivered and the devil turned around, you are not ready. You don't know the devil. He will always come back. You think you enter 2022 and he could see the stars shining. He can't interpret the star, but he could see it shining upon your life. He knows there's something good that's about to happen to you. You think he will leave you to just go smoothly. If you have seen the star, you start fighting before the star shines. Hello, are we here? The world is a battlefield. And if he rose against me, what do? I caught him by the beard and struck him. Are you here? Anyone arisen against me because of my prayers this morning, I struck you down. I struck any power arisen against me because of my prayers of this morning. I struck you down. 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 Any power arisen against me because of my prayers this morning, I struck you down. Rabakada. Rabakada. Manzataka. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. If you can stand up and please stand up on your feet. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Whatever, for some of us, what belongs to us is in the mouth of a lion, is in the mouth of a deer. We want to take them back. Go back to verse, is it 34 or 33? Go back to verse 33 or 34. Okay. No, 34. Put it on 34. 34. Whatever belongs to me in the mouth of a lion, whatever belongs to me in the hands of a deer, I belong to the lion of the tribe of Judah. I recover them. Are you here? Hello? Hello? Because we are many here, that's why he's used whatever belongs to me. If I'm praying with my wife, I will not use whatever belongs to me. I know what she needs to pray about. I will mention them one by one. When I raise whatever belongs to me in the mouth of a lion, it's because they are different whatever in the mouth of a lion. When you say that after me the first time, the second time, it is your career that is in the mouth of your car has refused to promote you. My career in the mouth of a lion. Are you here? Are you here? Lift up your hand. Say, hey, whatever belongs to me in the mouth of a lion, in the hands of a bear, I recover. I recover. I recover. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray? I recover. 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 Whatever belongs to me in the hands of a bear, my career, my promotion, my ministry, I recover. My vision, I recover. 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 My joy, my job, my career, my promotion, my progress, my at the back of your mind that we need to go and get. Sometimes when we are praying and the Lord shows us vision, many times lion surrounding people we are praying for, and we need to go and take them out. And take them out. And take them out. Wherever he is in the camp of the enemy, let the angels of God take you away from there in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hebrews 5:7. Lord, help me. Hebrews 5:7. Can we all read together? In the day of his flesh, offered up prayers and supplication. How did he pray? He didn't go, oh my God, my Father, the lion don't come again. No? Remember, say you call me lion. And then help me go collect the thing from the mouth of lion. He did not do that. He prayed with supplication, with loud cries and tears. There are different kind of prayers. They are the one. You can't be asking God for something and be shouting, oh Lord, please help me. You can't be talking to the devil and be gentle. Even when your son does something wrong and you are correcting him, your voice changes. Every battle, there is rowdy. Go to the battlefront. It is rowdy. Every battle is rowdy. Bombs are dropping. They are noise. Take cover. They are noise. It looks as if everything is upside down. But at the end, victory comes. You want to pray. You want to take something from the mouth of the devil. And you are pocketing. You are still doing fashion show. You have not started. Isaiah 14:17. I'm just angry. This is not what I plan doing. But I'm angry. We are snatching you out of the teeth of the devil. Out of the teeth of the lions. We are snatching you out of them. Isaiah 14, half of the chapter, of the verses in that chapter, are about the devil, the fall of the devil from heaven. But the Bible was talking, saying some things about the devil. Because of my time, I just want to pick verse 17. Look at what it says. What the devil does. He made the world like a desert. He overthrew his cities. That's why I'm interested in the last part. Can we read together? Read together. Who did not let his prisoners? You can't appease the devil. You can't negotiate with him to let you go. You must go by force. Give me another translation. Give me another translation of this. So, prayers of recovery are battles. They are not all of no. Devil, please. I know the Shakara again. Devil, please forgive me. Look at this. Look at that. Is this the man who never freed his prisoners or let them go home? He must be forced before he lets you go. I hear. Can I tell somebody, say, the devil must be forced to let you go. Then another person, say, the devil must be forced to let you go. Say, the devil must be forced. Say after me, say, whatever belongs to me is the mouth of a lion. Whoever refuses to let you go, in the next 24 hours, in the next 24 hours, let the anger of the Lord come upon them. In the name of Jesus. He that the Son of Man shall set free is ready. Therefore, whoever refuses to let you go, let the judgment of the Lord come upon them suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Whatever has been pursuing you from January 1 until now, let the earth open up and swallow them. Let the earth open up and swallow them. Let the earth open up and swallow them. In the name of Jesus. Your desires you have been seeing, but your hands cannot touch. If the Lord created the heaven and earth this week, let them begin to be released unto you. Let them be released unto you. Let them be released unto you. Let them be released unto you. In the name of Jesus. I ask that the mercy of the Lord will speak for you. Anyone on the wrong path, and the path is sweetening you, and you think it's the plan of God for your life, and it will lead to your destruction, may the Lord turn you back from that path. May the Lord redirect your path. May the Lord redirect your path. Can I hear anybody else? It will not happen, sir. It destroys your body, but it causes pandemonium in your family. It's a decision. You think you are right. Nobody can speak to your need. You think you are right. It will cause pandemonium in the church. It will cause pandemonium in your family. I ask that the angels of the Lord, by force, by pain, by challenge, by trouble, let them redirect your path. In the name of Jesus. Anyone celebrating in the midst of the enemy, may the Lord arise and deliver you from them. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I hear you shout, there shall be no loss?
No loss!
Have your seat in God's presence. Let me see how far I can go in this service. Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 13. Open the floodgates in abundance and cause the rain to fall. Open the floodgates in abundance and cause the rain to fall. To lift your right hand up. Say, every blessing that has been delayed, be released unto me now. In the name, every blessing that has been delayed by the enemy, be released. Every hanging blessing, be released. Every hanging blessing, be released. Every detailed blessing, every delayed blessing. We have prayed. Stretch your hands here. Labali Bokonia Gadama Zataka Rabakaria Balebokuria Azanta Kata Rebokuria Eritele Lebokuria Azatakata. For you.
by the powers of the angels in our midst now, let there be a release of everything that has been denied you. Let there be a release of everything that has been denied you. Let there be a release of everything that has been denied you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank him. Lift up your hands to him. Lift up your hands to him. Just lift up your hands to him. That which the enemy is contesting, that which the enemy is detaining, that which the enemy is preventing, let them be released by fire. Let them be released by fire. Let them be released by fire. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Ephesians 6. Let's read from verse 13. Help me, O Lord. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fasting on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. I think I will just calm down and make sure I divide this message into two. Continue it next week. That will be better for me, so I will not put myself under unnecessary pressure. But let's go back to verse 13 and seek the advice of the Lord. Take up the armor of the Lord, that you may be able to withstand. Did I read it correctly? You have heard me say it many times, that Tunde Bakare says, when Muslims come to the mosque, they remove their shoes. When many Christians come to church, they remove their brain. So you can even be looking at scripture. You can change it. They will not notice. That is what the devil is doing to believers. I just intentionally played the devil's advocate. He will not make you see the important part of the scripture. I only came and said, therefore, take up the armor of the Lord. That's what the Bible says. What did the Bible say? That is the key to this passage. There are different armors for battles. In the olden days of a Roman soldier, there's a helmet, there's a breastplate. They are like seven armors that the Bible gave us here. If you don't pick one, if you pick six and you don't pick one, that one you did not pick is an opening for the devil to attack. Therefore, your armor must be complete for you to have victory in the battles of life. That armor that you did not take is the area that the devil will attack you. Put on the whole armor of God. Help me tell somebody, put on the whole. Tell the person, put on the whole armor of God. Do we understand? The God did not say, I will put on you the whole armor. He said, you, put it on. I have made available the armor for you. You, put it on. I will not do what I want. I ask you to do for you. I have led my path. I have made the armor available. But you, Biodu, put on the armor. Then we have Christian, lazy Christian soldiers. Oh Lord, help me with this armor you have given me. Let me put it on. Tell it somebody. Tell somebody, carry your armor, Joe. Tell the person, carry your own armor, Joe. Add the jaw there. And add the jaw. Let me hear you. Maggie, carry your armor, jaw. Are we seeing church? Now, let's look at the armor. Go to verse 14. Let's take them one after the other. Stand therefore, having fasting on the bed of truth. This verse always surprises me. I think we are talking about armor of the Lord. Why will you talk about armor and the first thing you will talk about is bed? See now, see bed. Bed where they say, I feel replaced with rope and tired.
I just make sure the top cover everything. You know the kind of thing I take hold on. Why is it that the first thing he spoke about is the belt? Because it is the belt that put all the armor together. I'm fasting them together. I was asking them in the first service, have your mother had a long-term plan for your dressing before? And then when he goes to the market to buy you trousers, he buys trousers that he can use for 7 years. Anybody that has a wonderful mother like that? Or when the mommy was going, and they just said the trousers are now 7,000. So in excitement, mommy goes and carry like 7 trousers without remembering to ask for your size. And if you are lucky, your size is not smaller, it's bigger. And then when it came, you discover that it's Calvin Klein. It's a label trouser. And you want your friends to know that you saved on the weird label. So whatever it would take for me to wear that trouser, you must wear it. But your belt must be. So the belt will help you against every distraction. It will fasten everything together. And the Bible says the belt is true. If you are not truthful as a Christian, you can't have everything together. Listen to me. A lying Christian will surely lose the battles of life. It does not matter whether you are preaching and you lied. It does not matter whether you are testifying and you lie. It does not matter if you call it packaging. Pastor, now packaging. No, you need to package it in very well. So when you want to share testimony, they give you the right word to share, how to say it, how to package. So it is packaged well so that it will be good for television. Lie, now lie. Listen, can we check John 8:44? Why truth is important? Why truth is important? John 8:44. Remember, John 14 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God is not a man that he should lie. By two immutable things, by which God cannot lie. He cannot lie. You should not lie. You can't be on the side of God and lie. One of the movies I watched, Thor of Beauty, it used to be a series in the 90s, around 93, 94. I watched one that I was angry. A Christian missionary, a good girl, went to do missionary work among some soldiers. And one soldier was falling in love with her. And along the way, one of the rebels wanted to rape the lady. And the soldier came and defended the lady. In the midst of defending the lady, the soldier killed the rebel. So the government carried the soldier to court. And I thought it was a straightforward case. That it was a Christian sister that was about being raped. And the Christian sister, no matter what, would defend the soldier. So they were asking, did you see this man do this? The woman was being truthful for my liking. Did you see, you know, the guy was coming with something from the back. The soldier saw him and kicked him. Now, the woman did not really see that the man was about to attack her. Defended her and the knees of the woman died. So, but did you see the woman about to strike you? I did not see. Ah. If now you wait till you talk. I was angry. I was tongue speaking, born again, preaching Christian. I did not. Why can't you say you saw the man so that you can allow this man? The man was angry. He was locked up. I was angry. But the saving grace, there was a CCTV camera there. His camera was shown, and the man was delivered. So the man went to see the Christian lady later and say, even though I was angry with you before, but I respect you. You hold on to your, you held on to your faith. You spoke the truth you know in the midst of the circumstance. Even though you can say what you did not see to protect me, but because the God you have been preaching to me, you believe in me. You did it, and your God still delivered me. Ah, when I look at the other thing, say, I am not born again. You can't help God with a lie. Are you here, sir? You can't help God with a lie. John 8:44. You are of your father, the devil. and your will is to do your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. Are you in church? Yeah, let's read together. If you are not a liar, let's read together. If you are not reading, you are a liar. Oh yeah, let's go. When he lies, he speaks out of his character. Eh? For he is a liar. Ah, have you ever heard that kind of friend that everything he talks about is a lie? If I were, as you are talking, he is cooking the story, imagining the story. As he's going, he's cooking the story. Ha! I used to have a colleague when he would tell me, no. I remember this trip I went to, we went to Russia. And from Russia, when we were there, they just called us to proceed from Japan to Japan. When we were in Japan, they now asked us to go to South Africa. In fact, when I got to South Africa, and I told them that, oh, God, please don't send me on. And I want to go home and see my family. I don't want that kind of trip again. We just said, look at it. Hey, now you alone for this country. Russia, Japan, South Africa. And you now call your God from South Africa and say, I don't want to go there again. You know how you know a liar? Even a Christian liar. When something happened and you are there, that's how I checked everybody up. I believe everybody. When something happened to Lovely and I, and we are there, I wait to see the day Lovely will tell people about what happened. If he changes anything about it, I will never trust her again. He's a liar. Many of you, you are being people, and when they are relating the story, everything changes. If you don't want the person, it will be your story, it will change later. Listen to me. The devil is a liar. It's only truth that can overcome him. Are we here? Help me tell somebody, the devil is a liar. It is only truth that can overcome him. Therefore, a lying Christian is an anomaly. He will always lose the battles of lying. Lie, no pay. You will not sleep. It will be as if your bed is dragging. It will be distracting you. You'll be thinking about what lie. What did I tell him 3 days ago? What did I tell him yesterday? How do I put it better? You will lose sleep. Please be truthful. And I tell you this. Be truthful to yourself. Be truthful to others. Be truthful to God. It is a weapon. Many Christians now, when they tell you good morning, you have to go out and check if the sun is out. Some people will even share testimony in church. It is not real. But they are tossing one lady in church. They want the lady to know they are a Christian. So they come and they cook it up. It is somersaulted 17 times. How can a car be somersaulting and you are counting? Is it possible? No, is it possible? You will be shouting, Jesus, 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 Jesus. But you are counting 1, 2, 3. You will not stand here and say 17 times. Because one of my pretty daughters is here and she has been telling you no. Well, may I not talk about the lie way daughters they talk also? May I just come down? Hello, are we here? That's why the Bible says the truth shall set you free. For some of you, that is the part of the armor that you don't have. That's why you are still crying. That's why the devil is still worrying. That's why the devil is still reigning. You need truth to overcome. Pastor, you know, say there are some truths that are wonderful truths. You know, there are some lies that are wonderful lies. No, you need to tell some lies to make your family and your people ready. No, once in a while, you need to do that. Somebody just told me it is Christian lie. You know some Christian lie? Lie. Nah. Lie, nah, lie. Truth. Always set free. Sisters that always likes lies. I've had many problems with marketers who come to see me in my office. What you want to do for us in the office, we have it. We have done it. And you come, you tell me, and I say, we have this. We have done it. And you say, you are too blunt. I say, you want to teach me? Be wasting your time. You go, you come. I will tell you, we'll do it 2025. Just be going and be coming. Some people don't want the truth. They always speak the truth. Are you here? people will not like you immediately for it, but they will appreciate you in the long run. And truth will always win. Are we in church? Okay, verse 14 again. Next thing written there. Ephesians 6:14. Oh my God, time. Ephesians 6:14. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. There's a question I wanted to ask somebody. Ask them, say, are you a liar? This one, nobody the answer. Okay, maybe just keep them like that. After service, if he asks the person again. Some people said, no, they look my side. You know, say if you go for visa interview, you are talking to a white man, and you can't look at his face, you are a liar. But culturally, we don't look at adults and elders in the face while talking to them. That's why many of you don't do well with white people. A white man prefers when you are talking to him, you look at his face. When you are doing like this, you are hiding something. Cultural differences, but just get to understand that. When you are talking to adults in Nigeria, you bow your head. When you are talking to a white man, look at his face. If you don't, you are a liar. That's what they use to judge life first. And that's why you miss that visa. When they were asking, is it your account? You know, na Zenith printer. I'm not talking about Zenith. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate covers the neck to the waist. It covers the front and the back. Between the neck and our waist are vital organs of our life. The breastplate covers vital organs of a soldier. The liver, the heart, the kidney, pancreas, whatever it is. Large, small intestine, the breastplate covers them. Righteousness covers vital areas of your life. If you are not righteous, you can't win the battles of life. In the Bible, are two kinds of righteousness were taught in the Bible. What is righteousness? Righteousness is right standing with God. What is righteousness? Righteousness is being right. Or doing right. In this second definition, are the two kinds of righteousness taught in the Bible. One, being right. Two, doing right. 1 Corinthians 5:21. The first righteousness of being right is the fact that the Bible says none is righteous. No, not one. All our righteousness is like filthy rag. So no matter how righteous you think you are without Christ, whatever you do, must not live up to the scale of God. So what did God do? He sent Jesus to die for us. And when Jesus died on the cross, why he was dying on the cross for our sins, he was a replacement for us. And when he took our sins, he gave us his righteousness. And he made us righteous. It's just as if somebody is poor, and you go to the person, you ask the person account number, you credit the person's account number with maybe 10 billion naira. The person did not do anything for him. That riches or wealth he has is a gift of wealth from me of 10 billion to that person. He did nothing. In fact, there were three people in church. I just picked one and said, I give you 10 billion. These two people are saying, we're sitting together. I say, what is your business? Not my money. I give the person. That's the righteousness that God gives us when we give our life to Christ. When you lift up your hand and say, Lord, come into my life and you become born again, he gives you a righteousness. So he looks down on you as a Christian and he says you are righteous. Even though everybody knows around you that you are messed up, you are a yeah person, and the person is very useless. But he looks at him and says, I have credited your account with righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For our sake, he made him to be sin. Who knew no sin? So that what? He didn't say so that we might become. So that in him. So outside Christ, you don't have the righteousness. So that in him, we might become the righteousness. So Jesus has righteousness. But he took your sin and he gave you righteousness. You do not deserve it. You did not work for it. He just calls you righteous. Are we here? You know, most of us, we know how to blame other people's children and cover our children. No matter what your children do wrong, what do we still do? We call them good boy. Even though you yourself, you know he's not good. But you have an expectation of a person, and you know the person will change. And God gave you righteousness, even though he knew you don't have the capacity. Is he calls you righteous? That is positional righteousness. Some call it imputed righteousness. It's a righteousness that God gave us. That's being righteous. Is that okay enough? That is one. Some churches preach only being righteousness and say there is no sin in the world. Jesus has already died for all the sins in the world. So when God looks on the earth, he does not see anything. So you can live your life anyhow because God has made you righteous. Oh, grace. Grace is sweet. Grace is good. Don't let anybody torment you and ask you to live and give you rules and regulations. Jesus did not give you any rules. He died for you and gave you righteousness. Leave it. That's half Bible. It's not the entire truth. When you give your life to him, he gives you righteousness. Are we here? Are we here? So, he has given you money in the bank. How do you now prove that you are rich? He has given you money in the bank. How now do you prove that you are rich? You go to the bank, you withdraw. You invest. You increase the money. You go to the bank, you withdraw. You change your clothes. You go to the bank, you withdraw. You change your car. You go to your bank, you withdraw. You move from Ushaba to... They say, Metama Murazokoro. To Hollywood, LA, California. By spending the money rightly, investing the money rightly, people now know that a money was credited to your account and you are rich now. That's why you can spend. Are you still with me? He has made you righteous. How do we know you are righteous? The second righteous, you start living right. You start overcoming sin. You start overcoming. You start living holy life. You start forgiving people. You start moving out of bitterness. Then they look at you and say, ah, the old one has changed. The old one we used to know has changed. But many people have been given the gift of righteousness. They are still living stinking terrible life than the unbeliever. And they tell you, it's my heart that God watches you. God knows my heart. Yes. But we don't see the heart. We see the body. We see what you do. That is what we call practical righteousness. Practice of righteousness. The only proof of you being given a gift of righteousness is that you have a practice of righteousness. If we don't see the practice of righteousness, there's no how we believe that you have been given a gift of righteousness. Are you in charge? Do you understand? Now, therefore, look at me. When he gives you the gift of righteousness and you live righteously, there's no space for the devil to come into your life. When he gives you the gift of righteousness and you don't live righteously, you create a space that the devil enters through and comes to your life and torments you. Oh my Lord, I've been a Christian for 20 years. Why am I still going through all these things? There's a difference. There's a space you have created between what God has, Jesus has done for you and what you are supposed to do for yourself. 2 Corinthians 3:18. He has given us the gift of righteousness. He expects us to live righteously. Help me ask the person near you, are you living the righteous life? The gift of righteousness of God give us the power to live righteously. And living righteously is a proof that you have been given the gift of righteousness. So the two righteousness cannot be separated from one another. When you separate it, the devil comes through and attacks you. 2 Corinthians 3:18. And we all, with unveiled faces, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image or from one degree. What is the second righteousness? The practical righteousness. We have been given the right gift of righteousness. We are looking unto Jesus. The Holy Spirit is changing us. We are becoming better and better. We are becoming more holy every day. We are not perfect, but we are on a journey to where God wants us to take us to. When somebody sees us in 2021 and sees us in 2024, he knows there is a change by righteousness. The problem is this. We have the gift, but we are not living righteous. Therefore, the devil has an inroad into our lives, and he keeps attacking us. We need to stop the devil by our living holy lives. Are we in church? Tell somebody, live a holy life and stop the devil. Tell another person, say, live the holy life and stop the devil. Which verse did Jesus say? The God of this world came and he found nothing in me. He checked, he found nothing. If the devil can find anything, he will throw the arrow through that place. You need to block leakages. You need to block holes. You block it by living truthful, by living righteously. Those are greater weapons. Truth and righteousness. The righteousness of a righteous man will speak for him on the day of battle, on the day of adversity. Let truth speak for you. Let righteousness speak for you. Bad eyes, let's pray together. Bad eyes. Bad eyes. Bad eyes. If God looks down on the earth, does he see you as a righteous person? Apart from the gift of righteousness he gave you? Is he seeing you as a person that has received the gift of righteousness and is living righteously? Does heaven see you as being fruitful to yourself? Be truthful to others and be truthful to God. At this time, what this one I'm talking about, don't deceive yourself. Tell yourself the truth for once as you are seated here. If God comes now, will you go to heaven with him? If the trumpet sound now, will you go? What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world? Loses his own soul. What shall it profit a man if he is a worker in church, attends faithfully? But at the end of the day, God says, I know you not, and he casts you away. What shall it profit you? What shall it profit any of us? Oh, today I want to give my life to you so that I might receive power to live a truthful life and give a righteous life. Father, I come today and say, I am tired of living a disputed life. You are true, Lord, and I come to you. I receive you into my life and I want to be born again. If that is your decision anywhere without deceiving yourself, can you lift up your right hand up? Anywhere you are, lift up your right hand. Mandalibo goriya balaba zitaka. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Can we take these two? Second one. I've been a Christian, but I've missed the path. I've been deceived into the lies of the devil, and I've not been living righteously, even though I've given my life to Christ. And today, I want to rededicate my life back to truth and righteousness. Wherever you are, can you lift up your right hand and let's pray together? Back to truth. Back to truth. Back to truth. Can the old John lift up your right hand? Let's lift up your right hand and say, Lord, we receive the grace and the empowerment to live truthful, righteous life. We receive the grace for practical righteousness, for the practice of righteousness. For practical righteousness and the practice of righteousness, we receive the grace for practical righteousness, truth, and righteousness. Can we, if our hands lifted up, can we ask that truth will bring security, safety by righteousness? We receive security by truth, we receive stability. Truth and righteousness will give us security and stability. It will move us forward
It will not make us ashamed. We will stand for God. We will speak for God. We will live for God.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And Father, I ask for the grace for my people here not to live deceitful life, not to deceive themselves, not to deceive others, and not to attempt to deceive you. I ask that they will be true to themselves. They will be true to others. They will be true to you. That this word will be for them on the day of judgment. It will not stand against them. It will not say, but you were in church when your pastor was saying this thing. Why did you not respond? This word will stand for your people. It will not be against them. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you read Ephesians 6, I think it's verse 15. I didn't get there. Your boots is a preaching of the gospel. That is why many people don't have a victorious Christian life. You have been born again. You have been coming to church 20 years, 15 years. You have not spoken to somebody about Christ. You have not invited somebody to church. You are ashamed of the gospel, and God, in turn, is so ashamed of you. Not one person has heard God loves you from your mouth. Not one person has been invited to church. Not one person has been taught anything. In fact, nobody even knows you as a believer. Nobody is ashamed. God has given us a command to do evangelism and evangelism and evangelism this year. Singing is not a substitute for evangelism. Ushering is not a substitute. We do all the things we do in church and we all still evangelize. We do all the things we do in church and we all still intercede. There is no gift of evangelism. Go and check it. Everybody must do evangelism. So from tomorrow until Friday, talk to somebody about Christ. Invite somebody to church. Bless somebody. On Saturday morning, we all gather here Saturday morning. We leave the church together as a unit to go to talk to people about Christ and bring them to church. May you not be found wanting. May you not be without boots. May you not lack the instrument to take possession and take territories for God. Do you understand that? If you understand, can you say amen? Let me hear you. It's been wonderful in church today. Has it not been? We ask that the blessings of today will be permanent in your life. In the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hands to the altar. Never again will you lose anything this year. In the name of Jesus, everything you have lost, opportunities, let them return back to you in multiple fold. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord arise and help you. May the Lord arise and keep you. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance of mercy, of favor, of grace, of goodness upon you, and give you peace all the days of your life. You are coming back with great testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.